So we are continuing our journey of the Shishtastakam. Today we have this wonderful verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I don't want any of those material benefits. I just want, my dear Lord, to be engaged in your service. Srila Sachinandana Swami was mentioning this morning that if we read the fourth chapter of Bhajan Rahasya, we always come to that point. I don't want anything, I just want your service. I don't want anything material. And just by hearing it again and again and again, one starts to get a feeling for it. And that's a little bit the point of this first inspiration, is that coming deeper and deeper and deeper into that mood, my dear Lord, I don't want anything else than to offer a clear japa to you, to be totally attentive in my chanting. So in our journey, the first day we heard about the glories of the holy name. Second day we came into the Dodevam, this feeling of unfortunate, I'm so unfortunate I cannot receive the taste of the holy name because I'm committing aparad. And from there we started to work very intensely into our concentration, into giving our attention to the name. And actually, that will be all the time there. As we progress in the other days and other verse of the Shishtastakam, this giving attention is always the prominent. And then from there we add a little. The day after that, while giving all this attention, we came to the point of humility. I'm not able to do it my own. Although I try, I'm not able. But we understood, as long as one really try, he will not come to the point of humility. If one thinks, yeah, it's okay, I don't need to chant so good, it's okay that I make aparad, he will not come to this point of humility. Only when we really develop this eagerness, I want to give up those aparads, then we come to this point of humility. And yesterday the last point was to enter into the mood of a beggar. Okay, I am now humbled. I am not able to give this pure chanting to the holy name. So now I should beg. I should beg for help to be able to give this good chanting, to be attentive in my chanting. And today we go a little step further by trying to intensify that begging attitude, to intensify that prayer. And this can bring a lot of results. Sachinandana Swami was explaining that when our longing is increased and increased and increased, then tears can come down and then one can really feel this need. So the idea is to keep our mind connected into, I want to offer this pure chanting. I want to be with the holy name. I want to give this pure chanting. That's my service. That's the way I want to serve. And just keep on increasing that desire. We have so many desires that are on the surface of our being, but when we go deep into the spiritual desires, Maharaj was mentioning, we have this sincere desire to please Krishna, this sincere desire to be with Krishna, and the sincere desire to serve Krishna. So we should go deep into our heart and connect to those desires and try to increase them. I want the pure name. I want to chant the pure name. I want to serve the holy name by giving my full attention. And there we just keep on that point in mind. Nothing else. I don't want anything else. I just want to serve the holy name the best of my abilities. So just try to enter into this increasing the desire to really give a good chanting. That's the first tuning, and in half an hour or so another one will be there.